The U.S. men's national soccer team is headed for the World Cup knockout round for the first time since 2014. The U.S. advanced on a win over Iran, and fans celebrated at a watch party in Washington.
I was never worried. I knew that we were going to pull it out in the end.
It was exciting watching with all these people, seeing everybody come out in the middle of a work day.
Netherlands next, big team, huge team. USA can do it, man. They're playing with passion, they're playing with heart, and they can do it.
If we make it out past the Netherlands, round of eight, big step.
Bring on the Netherlands. Bring on the Netherlands. I'm not worried.
USA!
Bring on the Netherlands, one of the sentiments from the United States where people were watching. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman was watching at the World Cup in Qatar. Hey there, Tom.
Hi.
What was it like there?
Crazy, Steve. I went to Argentina versus Mexico last weekend. The attendance was nearly 90,000, but last night's crowd, with a little over 42,000 there, sounded louder. There was so much buildup, so much about soccer and politics. The din was something I had never heard before. When kickoff happened, I literally could not hear myself talk. It was extraordinary intensity.
Wow, not being able to hear Tom Goldman talk, that could be actually a problem, but fortunately we can hear you now. Talking about Christian Pulisic, who scored the one goal in the whole game and was injured while doing it, what happened?
Yeah, well, for those who saw the play know that he came streaking in, took the ball on one hop, and kicked it in for a score. His momentum carried him into this collision with the Iranian goalkeeper, and he was down for several minutes in obvious pain. The official word was a pelvic contusion and that he's day-to-day. But there's this great photo of him in a hospital bed, right arm raised, fist clenched, with the message, "So proud of my guys, I'll be ready Saturday, don't worry." Saturday being the next big match in the knockout round against the Netherlands.
How did the defense keep the Iranians at zero?
With poise and grit, kind of like the way you host Morning Edition, Steve. a one goal.
Are you telling me this is a low-scoring program? No, go on, please proceed. We fight hard. We do the technical things right. Go on.
You got grit. A one-goal lead is very precarious, and if Americans gave up one goal, a draw meant they'd be out of the World Cup. But U.S. defenders stayed calm, and when Iran ramped up its offensive attack near the end, we need to give a shout-out to Walker Zimmerman. His World Cup had been sullied by the foul he committed in the first game versus Wales, which led to a successful penalty kick by Wales that turned what looked like was going to be a U.S. win into a draw. That stung. So last night, when Iran is bringing the heat late, U.S. goalkeeper Matt Turner makes a play on a shot attempt. He gets tangled with the Iranian player, and the ball squirts through his legs. It's headed for the U.S. goal. Oh, my God, a heart-and-throat moment for the U.S., but suddenly Walker Zimmerman zooms in, clears the ball, saves the Americans, and gets redemption in the process.
So I want to ask about the Iranian team. Of course, the Americans we heard at the beginning there were cheering for the United States, as you would expect, and yet there's a lot of sympathy in America and elsewhere for that particular team right now. What does the loss mean for Iran?
It means they're out. They needed just a draw to advance and make the round of 16 for the first time ever at a World Cup, but not to be. Such a difficult World Cup for them, as the terrible troubles going on in Iran for the past couple of months followed the team and its fans to Qatar. The team was caught between wanting to support those protesting the ongoing Iranian government crackdown and being threatened not to do it. So very difficult, and at the end, the Iranian team wasn't able to use football as a way to rise above all that.
Although they did speak out at times. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman in Qatar.